Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. The big show's on the radio. This is the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. Welcome in, folks. Great to have you. And because you were concerned, yes, Lonzo, my high school glove does still fit and work. It's been a while.
It looks good and all, but I'm a little concerned about you and the ball.
Why? I don't miss, baby.
Pens, phones.
I got a glove this time.
Yeah. Okay. This have a tendency to spiral out of control.
Well, if I miss the ball, it's going to go flying across the room and we'll have more worries than a little sound.
Yeah, that's my concern. I'm not worried about the sound. Sounds good, though.
Soon as Zoe and I get out of here today, we'll be heading on over to Duncan Field, historic Duncan Park in Spartanburg, South Carolina for ESPN Up Night number one with the Spartanburgers. Very excited about that. We'll be throwing out a first pitch tonight. I've already confirmed, Lonzo, that we can get there as early as we want. And I have been told that until the pitchers need it, we have full access to the bullpen to put some work in, get the old arm, loosen up, get the old cannon primed and ready to fire. Because your boy's got one chance for glory tonight. And if I blow it, Lonzo, I'm never going to hear the end of it.
I love the wee stuff. I'm not throwing anything. So why are you saying we?
You sure about that?
You mean you?
You sure about that?
Don't you do it.
You
don't
sure
you
about
do
that?
Because, yeah, it would be you are going to throw a beautiful ball that the catcher is going to be like, that's some heat, baby.
What are you going to do when it's your turn?
It's not going to be my turn because I'm going to be out there filming the entire thing so you can see Rob live on our Facebook page, ESPN Upstate, throwing that pitch, the glorious first pitch. That will never be topped by any celebrity ever in the history of mankind after this.
Here's the question. Two-seam? Four-seam? What am I throwing tonight? I can go four-seam. A little more velocity on the four-seam. A little less control. A little more velo coming up off the top of the arm. But if I go two-seam, I'm going to lose a few miles, but I'm going to pick up some control on the pitch. Is it more important to register on the gun or to pipe it? Just right down the gut.
I want to see you throw a knuckle. Can you throw a knuckle?
Yeah, I actually can.
I want to see you throw a knuckle.
I actually can throw a knuckle change. That is the thing I have. I may, in fact, when we get into the bullpen tonight, I'll see if I can say. Let me phrase that. I used to could throw a knuckle. I don't know if I still could, but if we get some BP sessions in the pen tonight, I'll see if I can still break out the knuckle. I used to be able to throw one. It's all about the push, right? A lot of people just want to let it go. You gotta push with the fingers as you're letting the ball, but you can't push too hard because then it rotates forward, and then it's just mustard. Then somebody's taking you about 425 to center. And push the fingers, but not too hard. I used to could throw a knuckle. I don't know if I still got it or not, but I'm gonna try. I think Steven says, word of advice, Rob, lay off the energy drinks and drink more water. You'll notice that there is no Red Bull or Monster in the studio today. It's all Gatorade Zero today. Because your boy's not trying to get out there on the hill and be sweating up a storm, passing out from the heat. Your boy's kind of, I'm a fat athlete. In the business, we call him a fat fleet. I'm a fat fleet. Your boy's going out there to show what he used to could do. The you're glory just, days come back.
You're just a fat fleet.
I mean, what do you want? Texter says definitely a four seam. It's a four seam, no doubt. Yeah, I think I probably will. I want to read like if there's a gun, Lonzo. If there's a gun, I gotta go four seam because I need that thing to get up as high as I can get it.
I'm guessing we could probably request a gun. I'm sure they have one available.
I'm gonna find out. They got a gun. I want it on. I want to see what it checks in at. I might be embarrassed. I have not thrown a pitch in probably 7 years. The last pitch I threw was a first pitch for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos like 6 years ago. That's the last pitch, actual over a dish.
So what you're
pitch.
Saying is this isn't your first time. You've had experience. Not only were you a pitcher in high school, but now you've done this before.
Yeah, I've thrown out a couple of professional game first pitches before. This is the third one, I think, for me.
So there won't be any case of the nerves, anything like that?
Oh, no, I'm nervous as hell.
Okay.
I'm nervous as hell for one reason. I've been talking junk about it for 2 weeks now. Out there in turfing, that's going to be mighty embarrassing.
I'm waiting for the email from the powers that be saying, tell Rob to knock it off.
Hey, you have two options, power that be. I either sit here and get back in the groove, or I go out there and embarrass ESPN Upstate tonight. Which do you prefer? All right, I'll stop.
It'll be back before the show is over.
It'll be back before the segment's over, more than likely. You know what? Texter says, what's the over-under on Rob's throw? 70 miles an hour? That's right. That's real close. I'm going to take over, but by like one. I think I'd probably still touch 70, 71. That's a good mark to set. Good mark to set. I was about a 78, 79 guy in high school.
See, this is why, if I understand, and I'm not, I don't know a lot about pitches, but the knuckle is not a fastball,
no.
Right? So this is how you get out of being timed. You throw the knuckle, and it's like, because it's a finesse, and you don't have to worry about timing you.
The knuckle's only impressive when there's a batter who just can't find it, and it goes by the catcher and all that. If I throw a pitch tonight that gets by the catcher, even if it's on purpose, all that's going to be talked about on one other particular show on this broadcast is how the catcher missed the ball. It was so bad. I'm going, put the glove where you want it, catcher, and don't move it because that's where the ball's coming. That's what I'm going for tonight. All right? Right in the old mitt.
By the way, we're getting requests for video of the pitch, and in case you're tuning in a little bit later, the plan is to do this Facebook Live. So there absolutely will be video of Rob throwing the pitch.
That's so much worse.
Now here's the question. You know, where should I stand while taking the video? Not in front. It's going to be a behind kind of thing. So should I stand to the left, to the right, directly behind? I'm not quite sure. I've never filmed. I've filmed sporting events, you know, on my phone before and a camcorder because, you know, my kids. So I do. I have that. But the camera phone takes pretty good video, so I want to make sure that do we get the wide shot. Can we go to Facebook Live in black and white?
Why do we want it in black and white?
Filter it black and white. Cause. It makes it more epic.
Texter says, knuckle is too risky. Mark will eat you alive if you bounce it in there. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. I need to provide him with as little firepower as possible.
But see, this is bothering me. So this is making it sound like there's fear from the show from men. We've heard what they have. Why would you be afraid of that? I mean, come on.
All right.
Whatever you do is going to be better than anything they could do combined.
I don't know. I bet Diesel could put it. I don't know that Diesel can touch can touch the speed, but I bet Diesel could put it over the dish.
I'm going to go real nerdy here. And I know you're like, yeah. So, for the first time. In Dragon Ball Z, when Trunks got his power up a little bit higher, he got too strong. And when he got too strong, he got too stiff. And he couldn't fight fast. So here's the thing. Diesel, yes, he's got the muscles. He's got all that. But have you seen him? He's kind of stiff. I mean, there's no fluidity there.
There's no flex for the medium.
Yeah, you got to
rip his shirt if he goes too far.
I'm not quite sure if he can get his arms up above his shoulders, because there's just so much muscle there.
He's more of a Craig Kimbrell guy, like when Kimbrell used to hang his arms out to the side. He's more of a Kimbrell guy.
Now, if it was underhand pitch, then he'd be good because he wouldn't have to put his arms above his head. So I think you're good.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show for men. All right.
And Mark, have you seen his beard? Old folks home. It's on its way.
He's very gray. You're not wrong.
He's matching. He might be more than me. That's scary.
Let's talk sports, ladies and gentlemen. My arm's going to be hanging at my side for like 3 months after tonight.
Say that last one.
All right. Lunch breakdown. Three things you have to know before you go start talking sports with your friends, family, coworker, or the dog, whoever you spend your lunch break with. Item number one on the lunch breakdown today. And it is a good one. We start in the Olympics. Simone Biles leaves the individual competitions, leaves the women's all-around competition due to mental health issues, decides to pull out. And a lot of folks thought, well, the Americans are done. Not so fast, my friend. Suni Lee is a name that you're about to know because she's about to be all over Yaweedy's box. Sunisa Lee prepared to begin her floor routine. She knew she was 90 seconds from a potential gold medal win. And what did she do? No big deal. Ice water in the veins came up clutch. And live from the Ariake Gymnastics Center, Suni Lee would win the gold medal in the gymnastics all around for Team USA. She said, coming into this competition, I didn't even think I could be competing for a gold medal. I was competing for a silver medal. Biles sitting up in the stands as Suni Lee went to begin her routine, shouted, "Come on, Suni." And Suni went, the 18-year-old from St. Paul, Minnesota, delivered a strong 13.700 to hold off the field and win the most prestigious title in the sport, Olympic all-around gold. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Americans, without Simone Biles, still bring home the gold medal. Suni Lee, by the way, set to attend Auburn University next year, was expected to take a back seat to Simone, but when Simone gave up the front seat, Suni decided to call shotgun, son, and she brought home a gold medal for Team USA. Item number two on the lunch breakdown, Nick Saban is many things, but apparently, he ain't a liar. Alabama quarterback Bryce Young has yet to start a game in his young career. And according to Alex Scarborough of ESPN.com, Bryce Young has already signed deals using his name, image, and likeness worth more than $800,000 so far. And has been presented, though not yet accepted, more deals, quote, worth well in excess of $1 million, end quote, according to the four letter. Alabama coach Nick Saban sent shockwaves through the college football last week when he told a group of Texas high school coaches that Young was set to make, quote, almost seven figures. Looks like there ain't no almost necessary in that statement. Saban declined to elaborate on the nature of those deals and would not say who the deals were with, leading to speculation about the actual amount. A lot of us thought, maybe Nick's being just a little bit exaggerative there, but he did not. Stanford coach David Shaw said at Pac-12 Media Days this week that Saban mentioning Young's worth was no accident. He said, quote, "It's obvious to me that Nick wanted to plant that and make sure people knew that. It's a great way to recruit people to come to you." Sources said that Young's deal with Cash App, his only public endorsement to date, is worth six figures by itself, and that he has already completed production on a commercial for the company that will also feature NFL quarterbacks Daniel Jones and Trey Lance. The bulk of Young's other deals are in the memorabilia and trading card space, including Leaf, Wildcard, and Onyx. He is represented by Creative Artist Agency and has yet to sign any local deals in Tuscaloosa, which means, though, all of his million-ish dollars in deals are national representation. The dude hasn't even touched the market that he's playing football in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The former five-star quarterback from California IA spent his freshman season as the backup to Mac Jones, who led Alabama to a national championship before being selected by the Pats. Young is expected to be the starter, appeared in 9 games, completed 13 of 22 passes for 156 and a touch. Alabama scheduled to open the season against Miami on September 4th in the ATL, and they will have a millionaire quarterback under center, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what I want to do. That was two. I want to take a break. On time, Lonzo. That's two segments in a row. Want to take a break. When we come back, yesterday, we know was a big day in the Big 12, Texas, yada, yada, Oklahoma, yada, yada, yada debate. But last night, if you were not on Twitter, it became an absolute freaking soap opera between the Big 12, Texas, Oklahoma, SEC, and ESPN, who has now been delivered a cease and desist letter from the Big 12. Why? Well, you'll just have to stick around and find out now, won't you? It's called a tease, folks. Payoffs on the other side of the break. Rob Lonzo, you. It's ESPN Upstate. Our friends at QC Kinetics want you to feel better, faster, naturally, and without surgery. You are being told, ladies and gentlemen, that, hey, if you want to feel better from your joint pain that bugs you every single day, you got to get surgery. You got to get cut open. You got to get sliced and diced. I'm here to tell you, no, you don't, ladies and gentlemen. No, you don't. The regenerative non-surgical options at QC Kinetics, you get in, you get the treatment, you get out, back to your day-to-day life. You've got joint pain. We all do as we age. Ankle, shoulder, joint. I'm going to be feeling joint pain for about 3 days after tonight with the Spartan Burgers. I promise. But don't you want to be able to not worry about it? To not go, I'm going to have joint pain all week long. I'm not going to be able to hang out. No, of course you don't want to do that. So call QC Kinetics at 864-448-3772, 864-448-3772. Mention the Rob Brown Show. Get that first consultation for free and get feeling better, faster, naturally with our friends at QC Kinetics. QCKinetics.com, QCKINETIX.com. It's QC Kinetics.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob and Lonzo and you. 844-477-3776. What? Oh, the last Facebook stream comment?
It's a very good question. You and I actually had a conversation about that earlier in the office.
We're going to find out. All right. So yesterday, well, the last week, really. The last week, we've been talking about the Big 12, decrease in expansion and contraction. That's the word. I knew I could do it. Big 12 contraction, SEC expansion with the addition of Texas and Oklahoma, which is looking more and more likely by the day. Last night, Twitter exploded with some of the news of what was going on with the SEC, the Big 12, Texas, Oklahoma, and now ESPN. Brett McMurphy of The Athletic, Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated, and Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports all got into the mix yesterday. And it was, to say the least, a chaotic evening on social media. Why? Well, we had multiple stories break last night. It started off late in the evening when the Big 12 straight up accused ESPN of trying to, quote, destabilize the Big 12, end quote. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby accused ESPN of encouraging other conferences, the Southeastern Conference, of whom ESPN has a vested financial interest, of trying to pick apart the league so Texas and Oklahoma can move to the SEC more quickly and without coming off of that massive buyout. Bowlsby told the Associated Press yesterday, quote, "I have absolute certainty that they, ESPN, have been involved in manipulating other conferences to go after our members." Within minutes of that news breaking, the news broke that the Big 12 had sent an official cease and desist letter to the network. That was reported, again, by Max Olson, by, who else was in on that? Brett McMurphy was in on it. A handful of folks did. The cease and desist letter is delivered via email to Brooke Magnus, ESPN's president of programming and original content. It is delivered from the office of Bowlsby, and it starts off by saying, quote, "It has come to my direct attention that ESPN, the current business partner of the Big 12 Conference, has taken certain actions that are intended to not only harm the Big 12 Conference, but to result in financial benefits for ESPN. Setting aside ESPN's potential involvement in the recent announcement by the University of Texas and the University of Oklahoma that they intend to leave the Big 12 Conference in 2025, as to which we reserve all legal rights, I am aware that ESPN has also been actively engaged in discussions with at least one other conference regarding that conference including or inducing additional members of the Big 12 Conference to leave the Big 12 Conference. As you know, our members have entered into contractual obligations to the Big 12 Conference under the amended and restated agreement related to the grant to the conference." Sorry, I'm reading this off the computer screen and it's very small text, and I'm very old. of the rights to televise their athletic events, parentheses, the grant of rights agreement, and parentheses. The actions noted above are an apparent attempt to interfere with and to induce our members to breach these contractual obligations to the conference and to encourage further conference realignment for the financial benefit of ESPN. It goes on to say, quote, the Big 12 Conference demands that ESPN immediately cease and desist all actions that may harm the conference and its members, and that it is not not communicate with the Big 12 Conference's existing members or any other NCAA conference regarding the Big 12 Conference's members, possible conference realignment, or potential financial incentives or outcomes related to possible conference realignment. It's a pretty harshly worded letter that got sent from Bob Bowlesby to ESPN yesterday. So Bob Bowlesby has now openly accused ESPN and the SEC, as well as at least one other conference, thought to be the AAC, of trying to poach teams. So basically what Bowlesby is saying happened, and this is where it's fun, because I don't think it's an unreasonable accusation. What Bowlesby is claiming has happened is that ESPN kind of winked, winked, nudge, nudged at Texas and Oklahoma and said, hey, you know, over in the SEC, you'll make more money. Then went to at least one other conference, likely the AAC, and said, hey, you know, if you guys jump ship over to the AAC, we can probably get you on more games, probably get you some more money out of that. You know, the Big 12 is going to be dead without Texas and Oklahoma, which I think Diesel agrees with. I think Lonzo agrees with that, too. The Big 12 without Texas and Oklahoma is effectively dead, right?
Yeah, there's nobody to lead that conference.
Yeah, effectively dead. So, if you guys jump over to the AAC, there's a decent chance you'll be able to survive all of this. Bob Bowlesby is saying that ESPN got directly involved. Well, then Dennis Dodd chimed in, because initially the story was that ESPN was attempting to take 3 to 5 Big 12 members and move them all over to the AAC. Well, Dennis Dodd tweeted out shortly after that, after this story began to grab legs, that the Big 12 now believes the American Conference is attempting to take all 8 remaining members, all 8 of them. The first report said that 3 to 5 Big 12 members were being solicited. Bob Bowlesby believed it was 3 to 5. Dennis Dodd then reported that he has a story going up on CBS Sports that it would be all 8 remaining members, all 8. That is a lot. That is a lot. At that point, he put up that story on CBS last night. So we've got now what happened in the span of a couple of hours last night. We have Bob Bowlesby sending a cease and desist to ESPN and accusing them of manipulating the situation. We had the first report come out that ESPN had been trying to recruit 3 to 5 Big 12 members out of the Big 12 and over to the All-American Conference. Then the report came out that it was actually all of the remaining 8 members. So then somebody approached the AAC and said, hey, what up? What y'all doing, man? What y'all doing? What y'all thinking here? Well, Joe Hoyt is a reporter for the Dallas News who covers college sports in Tejas. And according to Joseph Hoyt, he reached out and talked to the AAC. Dennis Dodd confirmed this. He said the AAC, quote, has no comment on whether it conspired with ESPN to acquire 3 to 5 Big 12 teams. Per Dennis Dodd, the Big 12 believes the AAC wants to take all 8 remaining members of the Big 12. I don't think the AAC will have a comment on that new development either. Of course they won't. You know, Lonzo, I try to remind people that no comment doesn't mean it definitely happened. But in this case, no comment means it definitely happens.
I think anytime you hear no comment, you automatically believe that, yeah, you just don't, it happened for sure. I'm looking at the AAC conference. So you add 8 more teams. I believe that makes it 19 teams. That would be a super conference, wouldn't it?
I think 16 is a super conference.
Yeah. So not the other super conference we were expecting, though. This AAC thing, this is not
the conference I expected to get involved. You're right. We all thought it was going to be the ACC, the Big 12, the Big 10, and the SEC that moved on. Now the AAC is trying to make a power play. Doesn't mean it'll last, and it doesn't mean that all 8 members would make the move together.
I am curious about something else, though. Not being a lawyer, I'm sure we have some listening. So if the cease and desist order works and ESPN is unable to talk about this, does that mean an affiliate of ESPN would not be allowed to talk about this?
So I'm going to go with no. I'm going to go with we would still be allowed to talk about it because technically we are not ESPN. We're affiliated with them, but right. We are not ESPN. Now, ESPN might send an email down the pipe that says all affiliates are prohibited from talking about it, which
because
then
looking
I would
at
tell
your
you,
shirt right there, and I know how that it says ESPN Upstate, yep. which I realize that's the name of the station. I would think that if that works, that we won't be able to talk about it.
I got to tell you, I'd have a pretty hefty moral dilemma on my hands at that point. I really would. I really would. I'd have a hefty moral dilemma on my plate.
I don't think it's going to work anyway.
I don't think it will either.
But still, I mean, just thinking about that, that's how many stations across the country that wouldn't be allowed to talk about that. How do you enforce such a thing? What is the penalty?
Do they even acknowledge the cease and desist letter at all? At all? All right, I want to come back to that because that is an interesting direction of conversation. But we weren't done with the drama from last night yet. Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated then sent out a tweet that said he has a source within the conference who says that Bob Bowlsby and the rest of the conference are pleading with the presidents and the athletic directors of the other Big 12 schools to stick it out together. He said the source within the conference said, quote, "It is imperative that the 8 of us do not crack and we stay together for the 4 years and hold OU, Texas, and ESPN to the contract, even if it is uncomfortable." We have, ladies and gentlemen, a very interesting real-life version of the prisoner's dilemma. You ever heard of the prisoner's dilemma? It's an analytical game that shows how two or more completely rational individuals might not cooperate, even if it appears in their best interest to do so. The premise of the experiment is that multiple members of a criminal organization are arrested and imprisoned. Each prisoner is in solitary confinement with no means of communicating with the other. The prosecutors lack sufficient evidence to convict the pair on the principal charge, but they have enough to convict both on a lesser charge. Simultaneously, the prosecutors offer each prisoner a bargain. Each prisoner is given the opportunity either to betray the other by testifying the other committed the crime or to cooperate with the other by remaining silent. The possible outcomes are if A and B, or in this case, A, B, C, D, E, and F, each betray each other, each of them serves 2 years in prison. If A betrays B, but B remains silent, A is set free, B serves 4 years in prison. If A remains silent, but B betrays A, A will serve 4 years in prison and B is set free. And if A and B both remain silent, both of them will serve only 1 year in prison on the lesser charge. Now, it's in both's interest to stay silent, both serve your 1 year and get yourselves both out at the same time. But if you were sitting there and go, wait a minute, I can roll on the other guy and potentially get myself out. The risk that you take is the other guy rolls on you and you both end up serving 2 years instead of one. It is in your best interest for both of you to say nothing, serve a year, and get out. Because if you roll and the other guy rolls, you're both serving four. If you roll and the other guy doesn't roll, you're serving four and he's out. If you don't roll and he does roll, you're screwed. He's not. The point is, the prisoner's dilemma says it will cost you a little bit to get the best possible outcome for all members. But if one person breaks out, everybody else is screwed. Well, that's what we have here. Because it is in the best interest for the Big 12, the remaining schools in the Big 12, to all remain together, united as one, and force OU and Texas to go through the remaining 4 years of the contract, bank as much money off of them as they possibly can, and give themselves time to see if they can rebuild something that remains viable. But all it takes is one school to bail for another conference, and the wheels come off. Everybody's screwed except that one school. And I got to tell you, the ACC is calling West Virginia with a hefty offer right now. Hey, we know we got to go to 16 to keep up. You fit geographically. You've already got natural rivals, and you're going to make more money in the ACC without Texas and Oklahoma. Come on over. And if West Virginia bails, the Big 12 is definitely screwed.
So West Virginia goes to the ACC. That leaves seven teams. Seven teams go to the AAC, and then you have an even amount. Instead of 19, you have 18. So it kind of makes sense.
Which makes sense, except for you lose 4 years of Texas-Oklahoma money that would have been squared up among all those other schools, which is good money. I don't think the AAC is going to put the money into the checkbooks that Texas and Oklahoma do for Kansas State. They're just not. They don't have the resources. So it is in everybody's best interest to stick together and ride this thing out until 2025. All it takes is one school to crack, and they're toast. Interesting. So what do you make of this? The saga last night was the Big 12 says that ESPN committed, quote, torturous interference, end quote, by manipulating the situation, by manipulating Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC, and getting the AAC to call the other schools and go, hey, Texas and Oklahoma are out. Don't tell anybody, but we'll extend you an invite, and you can come make money here if you want. But you got to do it now. Forcing the other schools to potentially bail. Because remember, if they go to the AAC, Texas and Oklahoma are scot-free to go to the SEC without paying a $75-plus million exit fee. Who's that make money for? ESPN. Could Bob Bowles be right? He says he has hard evidence of this. I got to tell you, those of you who have always said you love the innocence and passion of the game, that it's not about the money, I bet you're uncomfortable right now, aren't you? Quick break. I'm Rob. He's Lonzo. This is ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Drop the bass, baby. Oh. I didn't want to talk, man. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate.
Is that how you groove in the club?
You don't even know. Yes, that is how I groove in the club.
Should I have said that differently? I mean, I don't know what the vernacular of the day is. I'm a grandpa.
I don't know the last time I was in the club is, so I don't know either.
Have you ever went to the club to dance?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I will still go to the club, but I have found that as I have aged out of my the club years, I am less about the club and more about like the dive bar with an old guy in the corner playing an acoustic guitar that he has worn the scratch guard off of for 50 years, playing the same 7 John Denver songs 3 nights a week.
All right, I was picturing some Gordon Lightfoot in there, but that's just
Man, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, one of the greatest saga songs ever written.
So sad.
Very, but a great tune, man.
It's in my Spotify. I'm not criticizing it. I was serious. There's a reason why I brought him up.
I was just more showing off that I know who you were talking about than anything else. Yeah. I have traded the club for the bar, where it's laid back. You go in, you have your one or two beers, and you go home because you're old. And if you make it back around to where there's 2 digits on the clock, you know that you're going to have a long day the next day.
So is the karaoke bar like in between that bar and the club? I don't know. I don't go to those. So I'm just trying to learn here.
Quick admission. Hate karaoke bars. I hate karaoke, man. I hate karaoke. Why? Y'all who like karaoke, why? Why? Why do you want to go listen to crappier versions of already bad music? Why?
I got to tell you, the only times that I've been to a karaoke place, it's a Mexican restaurant, and they had karaoke there, and there was some people in there who English was not their first language, trying to sing some songs, and it was really hard to eat. It was so a smile on my face just thinking about it.
Nothing.
It's like in the distance, and you're like, "Is that what I?" And then you look over, and you see the guy. It's like, "No."
Nothing will get me to depart your watering hole faster than a sign that says karaoke tonight. You know what else is tonight? Me leaving now. I'm out. Karaoke's terrible because there's three groups.
But listen, this makes no sense. You're in a cover band. How could you not like karaoke?
Right, and you know what we do? Practice to make the music good.
That makes it sound like you don't believe anyone can sing karaoke and it sounds
no,
good.
No, here's the thing. There's 3 types of karaoke people, right? There's the people that are good who, like, put on a performance. And I'm fine with that. I have heard, as a matter of fact, I was at a watering hole in Greenville a handful of weeks ago, and they surprised karaoke on me, and it was too late to leave because I had already ordered my food, though I did call over my waitress and be like, "Hey, can you make my food to go?" I legitimately asked for my dinner to go because I wasn't sticking around. And this young lady gets up there on stage and drops pipes, man. Phenomenal singer. But then that's one of every like 15 people who get to a karaoke mic. The second group of people are the people who are bad and they know it and they embrace it. And they do it ironically and for fun. And they have the time of their life singing a song poorly. But see, here's the problem that I have. I still have to listen to you sing a crappy song even if you're funny when you're doing it.
Does your opinion change after you've been there for a while?
No.
Okay, because I'm just guessing because consuming certain beverages might make things a little more tolerable.
I can knock
down. Again, I'm guessing because I don't know.
I can knock down 8 or 9 vodka Sprites and still be like, I'm out, dude. Somebody get me an Uber.
Can you really drink that many of those?
Oh, I'm a 6'3", 250-pound Irish Catholic.
Again, I don't know. I don't know.
The answer's yes.
Okay.
The answer's yes. The third group of people are the people who make it insufferable, Lonzo. The third group of the people are the people who are bad at karaoke, but think they're good at karaoke. That's who kills me. Those are the people who make it. The people who are bad, but know it, they always at least pick songs like, yeah, I'll do Vanilla Ice because it's funny. All right, at least I can tolerate that while I'm waiting on my to-go food. But the people who go up there, I saw a girl once, Lonzo, demand silence, quote, for my performance, end quote, at a karaoke bar. Ladies and gentlemen, karaoke is not a performance. You are not getting paid. No one bought a ticket to see you. No one has a drink minimum to watch you poorly sing whatever garbage song you picked. You are not performing karaoke, and I am not here to watch you perform, especially when you go up there and you're 2 octaves off and off key and inconsistent and putting flair in the song when you ain't got flair at all. Stop.
Did she say you're welcome, drop the mic, and walk off the stage when she was done?
Okay. She took a bow and no one was clapping. I swear to you, she gets the mic. Next up on the stage, Veronica. I don't know if it was her name. I don't know if that's her name. Grabs the mic and is like, ladies and gentlemen, may I please have complete silence for my performance? And I thought it was a joke. I'm like, oh, she's got something wild lined up here. Something good's coming, right? And then they started playing, what was that Evanescence song?
Wake Me Up.
That's the one.
Okay.
Bring me up inside. I can't wake up. The song's over. The bar is like, And she sets the mic in the holster and takes a bow.
Why didn't you rush the stage and do the rap part?
I wanted no part of that or any other karaoke night ever. We're back after this on The Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate. Ladies and gentlemen, wrapping up hour number one. When we come back in hour number two, we'll get back into that Big 12 story a little further, plus some of the tweets that dropped last night that threw some real tension into the expansion talk. Also, a toxic take from a very popular sports talker about Simone Biles. And you wonder why people get riled up? I'm going to share that quote for you coming up in the next segment, as well as Dabo's thoughts on expansion that are scaring the hell out of a lot of people. All that more in the next hour of The Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.